Let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us for our weekly chat, Kathy Hook from the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Kathy, we are talking today. We are talking record-breaking highs today. And of course, folks need to be ready because heat-related illnesses can be actually very serious.
You are right, Renee. It's going to be a hot one. Those mid to high 90s throughout, you know, our region. Special reminder that our fire risk is actually high. We've gone from low fire risk with all that rain to high. So please, if you're a smoker, please, please be careful how you dispose of those cigarette butts. And of course, for barbecuing, just be careful on that. And for those that are out and about in the heat or even not about in the heat, it's warm in our homes. Many of us do not have air conditioning. So, you know, if you got the kids off to school and decided that this is your day to get in shape, maybe a better idea would not be to start running today.
Yeah.
There are about 600 deaths a year in the United States due to heat-related illnesses. That's called hyperthermia, not hypothermia that we sometimes talk about. The best thing that we can do is just make sure that all of us, our kids, ourselves, are very well hydrated. That's the best way to fight off heat-related illnesses. If you wait until you're thirsty, that's a little bit too late. Mm. If you can, if your house is not air-conditioned, go to a public place, a library or a mall or someplace that is cooler, especially those that are at higher risk. That would be our infants, older adults, those with medical issues. It's really hot, and we do need to prepare that you know, we're not going to get ourselves into trouble with heat exhaustion. And then, of course, if that progresses to heat stroke, that is deadly.
It is so scary. And there are some kind of symptoms, right, to pay attention to besides just, hey, I'm thirsty, just stay hydrated. But there are some symptoms that folks can pay attention to, right?
There are. You know, when you start getting cramps in your legs, especially if you're exercising outside, certainly, you know, dizziness, lightheadedness, that's time to stop. That's not just the time to say no pain, no gain. In these type of temperatures, you need to stop and get out of that heat, really pushing those drinks, just kind of drinking throughout the day, not gulping it down. And that goes for our pets, too. Please make sure that your pets have water. If that means lifting the toilet seat when you don't normally do that so they can drink, just make sure that they have water all the time. Never, ever leave people or pets in a car, even for just a minute, even with the windows cracked. These kind of temperatures is just too hot to do that. Not even for a minute. You just can't do that.
And let's talk about that really quick, Kathy, because we know some folks, we've seen it before on TV and heard about it where, and sadly, we've had infant deaths in vehicles, you know, across the country and even animals close to dying or dying. And so here in Colorado, if you notice a child or an animal that's in danger, do you first call authorities and then you can break the glass on the vehicle, or do we know how that kind of works out?
Renee, you're right. That's a 911 call in these kind of temperatures because it just takes minutes for there to be a death, especially if they were forgotten about.
Right.
You know, you don't know. That is going to be a 911 call to do that. And, you know, we too will have to break that window. But just be precautionary for yourself.
Absolutely.
We all can be absent-minded, especially this time of year when you're getting kids off to school or college and just so many things to think about. That
going on.
Take off your shoes, put them in the back seat with your kid, or put your phone back there. Something that, you know, no one ever would want to do that intentionally. And that's, you know, clearly just literally the most tragic thing that you could ever do. So take some precautions, especially if you're, you know, have a lot on your mind. Put something back there that you would not forget. There's even an app that you can have on your phone, you know, to kind of set a timer. But yes, you're right. Just take some extra precautions right now. It's just too hot. Don't, even if you're just running in to get a pack of gum, nobody stays in the car right now. Everybody comes out.
And another thing that you brought up, Kathy, is the age. If you maybe have an elderly neighbor, an older neighbor, great idea to check on them just in case.
Yeah, be a good family member. Be a good community member. Check on them. It is hot. Yeah. And if they have some medical issues, it's just really exponentially more dangerous for them. Keep an eye on those little babies. You know, it's hot when you're little like that and you don't sweat, or maybe you have some reasons medically that you're not able to perspire. Really, put out those calls. I'm glad you reminded people of that. Call on that neighbor. Knock on that neighbor's door. Bring them a Gatorade.
Yeah.
You know, let's watch out for one another. We don't have very many hot days like this in Colorado, but today's going to be one of them. So yeah, let's watch out for one another.
Absolutely. Kathy, great info today. Always great talking with you. And we'll talk with you next week.
Great. You have a wonderful hot week.
Yes, thank you. Take care. It's Kathy Hook from Colorado Springs Fire Department. It is 8:41 now, KRDO's Morning News.